are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, guys. I hope everybody had an amazing July 4th. It has been a crazy time as I'm getting married in 2 weeks, so I apologize I haven't kept up with everything, but it's a really exciting time, and it's summer, so it's so exciting. So today I'm really excited to have an awesome guest online, Shelly Henshaw, who is the founder of Chalk Me Up, and it's all about these amazing t-shirts that you can chalk on for all types of events, private parties, for fundraisers, all of that good amazing stuff. So stay tuned, and we are going to bring Shelly on very shortly. All right, everybody, I officially have Shelly Henshaw on the line, the founder of Chalk Me Up. Hi, Shelly, how are you today?
I'm great, Jackie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh my God, so excited to have you. I'm so glad we've stayed in touch all these years. It's so awesome to see your business continue to blossom. And before you come on, I do a little intro of like what Chalk Me Up is about. So tell us all about how you fell into the world of Chalk Me Up, and tell us also what Chalk Me Up is for people who don't know.
Excellent. First of all, maybe I should tell you what Chalk Me Up is, everybody. And what we have are chalk t-shirts. So we have different designs that we put on it. So we'll have a heart, we'll have a unicorn, we have sharks, dinosaurs, yada, yada. And all these different designs that are really great. And you can write on our shirt with chalk, and not only chalk, but chalk markers as well, which we're getting ready to offer. So anyway, we came up with this idea in it was 2010, and we LLC'd in 2011, but we came up with the idea in my son's bedroom. He came home, and I have three children, and he came home, and he said, hey, I have something really cool that I want to show you, but you're going to have to wait. So we're like, okay, me and my other two kids, and he went up to his room, and he called us up when he was finally finished, and he's real artsy, and he said, come on up. So the three of us went up, my other two children and myself, and we looked, and there was a chalkboard on the wall, and he had done all this artwork, which was fabulous. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is, like, the coolest thing. That's so awesome. And then almost simultaneously with my three children, I started to say it, and then they kind of came on board almost at the same time. And I said, oh, my gosh, guys, how do we get this on a T-shirt? And that was the beginning. And from there on, it took a while to kind of figure it out because everything was cracking and peeling. And then we figured out the proper, you know, inks to put on. And that was it. It was history from then.
Love it. How old was your son at the time?
Let me see. Jake was, I'm really bad with this. So that was 2010. I know.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That's like 8 years ago.
I know. And
crazy.
He's 24. So you do the subtraction.
Oh my God. Don't leave math to me, Shelly. I'm so no, but I get it. Okay. So if he's 24 now.
Yeah, he's 24. So what is, I'm
I know.
So
oh my God. Minus 8 years.
24 minus 7, 8, you said, right? So Jake was 16.
Crazy. Wow, what a smart idea for a 16-year-old. That's, like, really impressive.
Well, it was actually all of us. So I
no, totally. But, I mean, even the whole design concept with the chalkboard, like, because that's where the idea stemmed from, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So when you first came out with the line, how many styles did you guys have? Because obviously you said, you know, there's a lot of trial and error with, like, figuring out what would stick and what wouldn't in terms of pattern.
Well, we actually only came out with one style to begin with.
So what was the original?
It was literally a talk bubble. It looked like a cloud, and that is actually part of our logo. So that is what we came out with, and people are just really crazy. We launched at the Jersey Shore.
Love it. Cool. Okay, so you had the startup talk bubble, and then how did you launch? Like, how did the other patterns come about? Like, what inspired them? Because obviously you have the dinosaurs, the hearts, the certain, like, all of that good stuff.
Well, it was actually because of my daughter. And at that time, Jill was only maybe 10 years old, 11 years old. I think she was 11 back then. And she's real artsy, and she just started doing designs. And she said, okay, Mom, what about if we launch this design next? And, you know. And
that's so fun that she, like, works with you and stuff. That's adorable.
And actually, all three of my kids, they're really great. Jake does a lot of graphic arts for us. Jill comes up with ideas. She actually came up with the design ideas that she thought would work best. And she first started doing it, and it was just on regular, on the computer with no special, you know, what is that thing? I'm sorry. That program. Adobe.
Oh, Adobe. Yeah. For graphic design and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was just doing whatever it was, Illustrator or something simple that was on the computer. And then my oldest son, you know, he gave his input, and then he started going to shows with me, and then my other kids started coming to the shows, and we just launched, and it was really fabulous.
That's so awesome. So what's going on right now for Chalk Me Up? Do you guys do pop-ups in, like, local beach towns? Like, what are you currently doing this summer?
We are all over the Jersey Shore, you know, doing our pop-ups. We have – that's great. We also – are going to be at the Atlanta Trade Show coming up.
Cool.
Which is next week, and we are in a showroom for at least 6 months. We now have really started to expand, and we're going to be with groups in California, groups out of the Southeast, groups in New York, and we're just going to be all over the place. We are bringing on rep groups from all over the country.
So awesome, Shelly. That's big stuff. Love it.
It is. It's really great. And we're working with fabulous people who really love our shirts.
For people who are listening in right now, so how can they purchase the shirts? Obviously on site at a pop-up that you're doing and on your website. Are there any other outlets people can shop at to find the shirts?
Well, there's a couple stores, but we're really expanding right now.
That's
so
awesome.
You're going to be able to find them coming up pretty much all over the U.S., I believe.
That's so awesome. Well, congratulations on that venture. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So what are the size ranges? Because I know, obviously, you guys do fundraisers, you do private parties, you really cater to your clients. So do they range from, like, babies to – because I remember when I met you, you totally had some small kid sizes too.
Yes, and what we have toddlers, so it starts at 2T for the young toddlers through 4T, and then it starts at extra small for the youth up to XL, and then we also have adults.
Awesome. So awesome. And do you guys do a lot of school fundraisers and stuff like that? What is your biggest events and kind of stuff you do with the shirts right now?
Well, we do the fundraisers and also birthday bundles.
Oh, cute. So tell us about those.
Love them. It's so simple. So it's basically 12 at a minimum, but most parties are between 20 and 24 kids, unless you're like in some place like New York where it's like 100 kids.
Right.
So
right.
You get discounted pricing for buying in bulk, and we ship it to you. So we're not actually going to the parties. But you can choose from our line, or if you have, say, 100 kids coming to the party, we'll even do a design just for you.
And
we can put the child's name up, you know, across the top, kind of in a half moon. And it looks really fabulous.
So cute. Are you guys coming out with any new patterns?
We'll be coming out with new patterns come fall.
That's
right
exciting.
Now, Yeah. We always, and I'll tell you, football season, we sell so many helmets. We're not even going to change the chalkboard.
Why would you? Yeah, I get it.
It's just a fabulous chalkboard, and, you know, they come in a few different colors, and it's just crazy. And actually, I still have some inventory left from last football season, and I have it out at the shows, and I'm almost depleted.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Football's always a good, like, family-oriented kid involvement type of sport, I feel like, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's like a rah-rah. And, you know, you can put your favorite team on it. And, you know, even for adults, that we're going to have them for the adults, and they'll be able to wear their helmet as well, their chalkboard helmet, and write with the chalk markers or chalk, whatever they want, and it'll be fabulous. They can wear them to any of the games that they go to, whether it's a college game, say a high school game, or even the NFL.
So cool. Love that. So when somebody buys a shirt, explain the process. So they get a pack of chalk, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me like the process for people who like, you know, haven't experienced Chalk Me Up yet. So you buy the shirt, you pick out your design because you usually have like a whole selection, right?
Yes.
And then it comes
with... We have several different chalkboard designs. And then what they do is they get a box of chalk with each purchase. So that's really great, and we do ship as well.
Yeah, it's like a whole experience, though. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because it's cool. It's like, you don't really, like, before meeting you, I had never heard of a product like this, so I thought the whole procedure was so fascinating.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It really is. It's fun. Number one, it just brings so much creativity out in the kids and adults that they would never even know. Like, I've had parents comment, I don't think my kid, you know, they're just not creative. You know, sometimes parents will come out and say that. And then I'll say, well, you know, you really never know, because this is a fun way to bring out creativity.
Right.
So they'll end up purchasing the shirt, and they bring it home, and then we're getting, you know, more orders from them, and they're thanking us and so forth.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal. That's so awesome. So two, like, final things before we do game time really quick, because I know you have to run. But so what inspired you to become an entrepreneur? Like, do you come from a family background of entrepreneurs? Like, give us a little bit of background.
I've always been entrepreneurial since I was young. For whatever reason, it's kind of funny, but I'll look at something and I'm not even thinking about what's my next business, whatever, and it just comes into my mind.
And you act on it.
And I do.
Yeah.
I do. I had an organic company before this that was really fun. But this, out of everything that I've done, and not that I've done a lot of different things, but in, you know, there's been businesses that didn't go the way that you wanted to go, but you keep going.
Right.
And this business is all about fun, creativity, and education.
I love it. I mean, there's, like we were saying, there's just so much you can do with the chalk. And it's, oh, so really briefly, so how do they take the chalk off if they want to change the design?
Oh, it's simple. You just take a rag, okay, with water on it. And I find that the microfiber rags are the best, or towels are the best to use.
Uh-huh.
And so you just wet it and wipe it right off. And it's the same with the chalk markers as well. And then just throw it in the wash with all your other clothes. You can put it in the dryer. It's not going to hurt the chalkboard. But it's like any other clothing. If you want the color of the shirt to stay nice, you line dry it, because heat always, you know, fades color.
Right.
But it doesn't affect a chalkboard. We've done over 200 washings with our shirts. We even have shirts that have over 400 washings in the chalkboard.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Wow, that's a lot. Truly, truly good stuff. No, that's so awesome. So I want to play quick game time. So, Shelly, you can answer them however you want. There's no pressure. What is something you have to do in your daily routine?
In my daily routine, I'm constantly, you know, speaking with people, trying to work up new deals for, you know, our shirts.
But let's take work out of it. Let's take Shelly personally. When you wake up in the morning, what's something you have to do every day?
Shower.
Yeah, I get that. Right. I get that. But do you like go for a walk? Are you a coffee drinker? Do you work out in the morning? What's like?
Oh, well, I see. Okay. Sorry. I kind of thought you were getting to that. I drink coffee every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm getting back into working out. I've kind of fell off for a little while, so I'm just getting back into that. And
that's good.
It makes you feel better.
It does. It totally does. What's your TV guilty pleasure? What is something you enjoy watching in your downtime?
Okay, you're going to laugh.
No, why would I?
like the History Channel.
Why not? So do you have a favorite show?
Excuse me. I like National Geographic.
Yeah.
I always have.
I get that. I totally get that.
Awesome.
That's fascinating stuff, though. I love animals.
Isn't it fabulous?
Yeah. It's so cool to see how they evolve and, like, all of their... Yeah. I find it all fascinating. That's not funny. I totally get that. Who cares? That's awesome.
I'm not really, like, a TV per se person.
Yeah.
So it has to be something like that that... I guess I can learn from.
Right. No, this is good stuff.
But at the same time, it's just interesting.
Right. No, it totally is. And there's so much you can learn that, like, you would never even think about, right? That's what I find so fascinating about it.
Absolutely. But
yeah.
Number one, I love music playing all the time. Really into music.
Yeah.
And I love listening to it, and I love to sing, so.
Oh, awesome. What kind of stuff do you sing?
I'm just really into, like, I love James Taylor. I absolutely adore Brett Michaels.
He's a good one, too, yeah.
That country music, oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's probably my favorite.
Yeah, he's really good. I have to agree with you on that. Is there someone you admire in the entrepreneurial world, and why?
In the entrepreneurial world, yes, actually. There's a man by the name of Grant Cardone,
uh-huh.
who I actually walked into his office a few years ago with my mother in Miami when we were down in Florida. And he took the time to sit with me and my mother and talk with us. And I just think he's an amazing individual.
That's awesome. So what's his background? Like, what is he known for?
He's known for sales. He's really big into real estate.
Awesome.
Yep.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, and he's just a very kind individual, and he's very personable, and what you see is what you get from Grant.
Yeah, which I really, really respect. That's so awesome. Cool stuff, Shelly. Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on today. So tell everyone how they can get social with you on social media.
Excellent. You can just go to @chalkmeup on Instagram. You can go to it on Facebook, chalkmeup on Facebook, and also on Twitter.
Awesome.
And if you'd like to purchase shirts, just go to our website at www.chalkmeup.com.
Love it. And everybody, for private events and fundraisers, Chalk Me Up is a great, great idea to bring uniqueness to the party. So
thanks so much, Jackie.
Oh, no problem. I love Chalk Me Up, and I adore you, Shelly. I'm so happy for you, and I'm excited to continue to see you grow as a business. It's so rewarding. So I'm so happy for you.
Thanks a lot. I really do appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. So everybody get social with Chalk Me Up, and definitely check out their website at chalkmeup.com, and stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.